This is KASU, and joining me on the phone lines right now, Dr. Lisa Perry joins us, who is a manager of the Northeast Arkansas Regional Archives, and she's going to tell us about a symposium that's taking place this weekend at Powhatan Historic State Park. Dr. Perry, thank you so much for joining us, and welcome to KASU.
Thank you.
Tell us, first of all, about the Northeast Arkansas Regional Archives, if you don't mind, please.
Sure. We opened in March 2011. Our coverage area is everything from north central Arkansas, basically Mountain Home, to west Memphis. We have collections of family papers, court records, cemetery records, county histories, local histories, tons of information for people who are interested in doing genealogical or historical research in the area.
And why are these records important?
The records are important because they actually, some of them are early enough that they predate the creation of the Arkansas Territory. So it gives us a very good understanding of early settlement patterns in this region. It gives us a good idea of how businesses developed. We actually have records, for example, of a mill that was existing near Batesville at what was then known as Poke Bayou in 1814. And we know that it was actually in existence for quite some time before that. It gives us a good picture of how slavery evolved in the region and finally came to an end. We have records that tell us about what the region was like during the Civil War and stuff that's not necessarily in the books. In the court records, we have a case of a local man who was indicted for treason against the state of Arkansas for aiding Union soldiers. So, I mean, there's all kinds of amazing stories here of the history of the state and of the families and the people and the businesses that were here very early on up through the 20th century. So for anyone interested in history or family history, there's something here for everyone.
And where are the archives located at, please?
We are located in Powhatan Historic State Park at Powhatan, or for those who are from this area, it's Powhatan, I suppose. We're located behind the post office or next door to the male and female academy here in the park.
Tell us about the symposium that's taking place this weekend, if you don't mind, please.
Great. Every year, the first Saturday in August, we do a workshop that is open to the public. Teachers can earn up to 4 hours continuing education credit, so it's an easy way to get your Arkansas history continuing ed hours. But every year we try to bring in different special speakers to talk on topics that are of interest to people in the area. This year's topic, or this year's theme, is boom and bust, looking at economic development in Northeast Arkansas. And we have speakers, we actually have five speakers doing four presentations this weekend. Our first speaker of the day is Brian Irby. The History Commission several months ago received a grant from the Humanities Council to create lesson plans for our Arkansas teachers to use in the classroom that relied on primary source materials. And I know that's something that teachers struggle with, so he's going to be talking about the lesson plans that he's created. We have Brian Pierce and Anna Westman, who are both students in the Heritage Studies program at ASU. Brian is a grad assistant for Dr. Ruth Hawkins at the Southern Tenant Farmers Museum, and Anna is a grad assistant for Dr. Hawkins at the Dias Colony Johnny Cash Birthplace Home, and they're going to be talking about the development of agriculture and the changes that took place through the Great Depression in agriculture in the region. I'll be talking about extractive industries, everything from lead and zinc mining to clay and sand, all of which are very important in the economy of the region and how early exploration uncovered so many of these minerals that we depend on even today. And then our last presenter of the day is Steve Saunders. He won the NERA Award this year. This is their first year giving it, but we had someone who has established a perpetual award every year, the $1,000 for research using the resources here at NERA. And he'll be talking about Davidsonville and how, even though it was situated ideally for the river trade and early commerce in the territorial period, well, it was really kind of doomed to failure and taking a look at the economics of that community. So lots of interesting things for folks to come out and hear about.
And I know this is something you're very excited in. Is this research that's been taking place that's been done, or is this like maybe presentation of papers that's going on here?
Well, the one on the lesson plans is some work that Brian Irby has been involved in for several months, trying to develop lesson plans for teachers. Brian Pierce and Anna Westman are going to be presenting information that they have learned about agriculture through their own research and through research that was part of developing the Southern Tenant Farmers Museum and Dice Colony. I have a degree in mining engineering, so among other things. So the extractive industries is one of those things that I have spent a lifetime studying and researching. So for me, this has been, you know, kind of a continuation of a lifetime of work. And Steve Saunders has been researching this region and the history of this region for more than 10 years. So all of this is being done by people who are actively engaged in research on these particular subjects.
Right. And so I know this is going to be something that you're really excited about that's coming up this weekend.
It is. It's, you know, it's always great. We always have great turnout, and it's always a fun day.
All right. So if people want more information on the symposium, what do they need to do, please?
If they want to get more information, they can contact me. If they want to register, we're accepting registrations through the end of the day today. And if they want to register, they can either email or they can call. Our registration is being handled by April Goff in our Little Rock office. So her email address is april.goff, G-O-F-F, at arkansas.gov, and have to spell out the state name. And her phone number is 501-682-6891. If they want to just talk about it or get more information, they're more than welcome to contact me. My number is 870-878-6521. There is a free lunch. So, and there's no charge to participate in the workshop. So we would welcome anyone to give us a call today, get registered, and make the trip up here on Saturday.
Dr. Lisa Perry, thank you so much for joining us today, telling us about the symposium that's taking place this weekend. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.